Good morning, Masechet Brachot, Daf Mem Zayin. We ended off at the top of the Amud, where we said yesterday that basically the question that we've been asking, we try to bring a kesher showing the difference about the face and the where we need the panim, where the face just the forehead was good. So there's a difference between the different stages of Eidot. The Gemara called Itmar. Hayu lo banim, peyoto obed kochavim. So he had children when he was a goy, before he venit gayer, and then he converted. So now Rabbi Yochanan Omer, ain lo b'chol nachala. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer, yesh lo b'chol nachala. Now the question is, now he becomes a Jew. Now he has children. So now, he has a child now, right? Would he now have it? Would that child be considered a child as a b'chol for nachala? Would we say no? In other words, would he get double the inheritance? Right? Rabbi Yochanan Omer, ain lo b'chol nachala. What? Reshit Ono. Because then we saw what Reshit Ono, he'd already got children, right? It says, so Reshit Ono, the first of his strength, right? In other words, he's already got a firstborn, so to speak, from Reshit Ono. So therefore, this new child now, after he's Jewish, is not Reshit Ono as an individual. In other words, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is universal, right? Reshit Ono. Resh Lakish says, no, yesh lo b'chol nachala. Why? Ger shnitkayer ke katan shenolad dami. Basically, he's a ger. Once he converts like a newborn person, therefore we ignore everything that's happened up until now, and now he's starting all over again from afresh, and therefore his child would be a b'chol. For us, and we see that they're pretty consistent in their thinking with regards to another machloket around the same subject. Itma was a machloket over here. It's also good morning, Masechet Yevamot. You know, Bani, the same story. He had children before he was converted. When he got him, he converted. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Kiyem Prior Via. Rabbi Yochanan says, you already got children. So he's been Makayem Prior Via. Doesn't even worry about children anymore. Shlaki Shomer, what are you talking about? Lo Kiyem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem, Lo Tohu Bera La Shevet Yetzera. So what's that? He says, the mitzvah of having children. Why is the mitzvah to have children? So he quotes a pasuk over here and he says, Lo tohu v'ra'ah. Hashem didn't create the world for to be tohu, right? La shevet yetzara. To inhabit it, he created it. Ani Hashem ve'enot. So in other words, your job is to make sure that the world's inhabited. Yeah, the other guy was got children. He's inhabited the world. Again, it's a universal mitzvah. It's not necessarily only a mitzvah for Jews, right? So, v'resh lakish omer, right? V'resh lakish omer, lo kiyem priyo v'yeh. He hasn't created priyo v'yeh. Why not? Gersh diker katish ladami. He's a newborn person. So he might have created the world as the previous guy that he was. But in this person, he's got a mitzvah, Prior Via. So the Gemara's obvious question is, why do we need these two stories that seem to be pretty much the same? The Gemara says, no, but Shech, we need them both. Why?
If his children convert with him.
Then each one of them got their own mitzvah.
No, converts with
we
him.
Said yesterday that a girl who converts and children convert, they in halachically are not father and child.
Even
minor
children?
Huh?
Even minor children?
I don't understand why it would make a difference. I mean, I understand the question, but luckily, I don't
it's
think.
Not responsible.
Well, that's why the question of their whole conversion is a question, right? And when they get older, they've got to be Makai in the mitzvahs, Kablat. A ger, I think, I don't know, I'm not an expert. Funny enough, I'm going to give the Tzurma Shir on that subject. I'll have to research it more then on Gerut. But even if he's born to a Mormon father. Okay, so here we're talking about if a person is going, here's Mati. Okay, talk Mati. Right, but here we're talking about if he converts, I think, but I'm 100% sure I'll then be corrected, but that a child who converts, the geirut is really like almost like a suspended geirut until he becomes an adult and is mekayem kavod umachot shemaim on his own. I think that would be the thing. Okay, let's carry on. So now, so why do we need them both? What's that? We need them both. Why? Diit marbaha kemaite. We only this first halacha. This first halacha with regards to the nachala. Right, we'd say, Baha, Kamesh Lakish. Well, there Reish Lakish says that his child is a Bechor Nachala. Why? Because his whole concept of Nachala is in a Pula when he was a Ger. So therefore only now it becomes a Ger. But here with regard to Priorvia, Eimer Modeh Leil Rabbi Yochanan Delo Tohu Baral HaShevet Yetzara. Va'avad Leish Shevet. Right? And because why? Because the mitzvah not to leave the world unoccupied, and here he did his part, and therefore he has brought in children and settled the land. So Reish Lakish might agree to Rabbi Yochanan and say, you know what? You're right. A guy who's got children is Yotze already. But if you only learned the second halacha about children, Baha'ka Rabbi Yochanan, we'd say, here is where Rabbi Yochanan was machmir, that you don't have, or make ill. That you don't need to have children, but with regards to the nachala, we'd say with the pre-revier, right? We say that that Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't need to have children. But with regards to the Yerusha, he might agree with Reish Lakish and say that there isn't Yerusha because it's like a katan shenolad dami. Therefore, tshicha, we need both these halachas. Now, the Mishnah says the Rosh Kasha. Tonight, we've got a Mishnah, which is our Mishnah, really. Mishelo hayulo banim, v'nasa isha shekvar yalda, oda shivcha, v'nishtachara. So a person who, right, never had children. The man never had children. He married a woman who already had children when she was a shivcha knanit. And then she nishtachara. Or when she was an Ovedet Kochavim, and then she converted. Umishabata Israel Yalda. Right? So now she converted, or she became an Eved Meshuchreret. Right? So she had a child. Right? She Bechor Nachala.
The women had children before.
They got children before, that's what it says, yeah. Mishloa Yuruba, he never had children. But Nasa Isha Shekvar Yaldo Le B'Shivcha. But she did have children when she was in the Shivcha. And then Nishtechra. Then she was set free. Or Oda Overe Kochavim. Or while she was in a Goy. And then Nidgaira. Right? So he never had children, but they did have children before they were in their new state of being Jews. Umeshebatar Israel Yalda. Now, in her new case, in her new state with him, she had a child. So she's got a child, and now she has a child again as a Ger. Gioret. Bechol nachala ve'em bechol kohen. The Mishnah says this child is a bechol nachala, but not a bechol lekohen. Now we learned the other day, right? The Mishnah was on Mem Hay, wasn't it? We said exactly. We said bechol nachala because, right? Because no, she's not a bechol lekohen. Because the Mishnah said yes, bechol nachala ve'em bechol kohen. There's some bechorot which are only for nachala, for kohen. Some are bechor for kohen, not for nachala. Some are bechor for nachala and kohen, and those aren't bechor either for anything, right? And we said as bechor nachala and look bechor le kohen. And we said abachar nefelim, and then we said amapelet. And we said merachem. And we said achiyim. Then we said another case was mishlo yulu banim. When asa isha shekva yalda, and vlad yalda ole shivcha and nishtar ole. It's our Mishnah. Misha b'chol yalda bechor nachala and bechor le kohen, right? And we explained that there was exactly the case, because she was a pet terechem already she had, but the nechala is now with this new guy because it goes off to the father. That's how we explained it in the Mishnah, right? The Gemara says like this, yalda mi ma'an. When you say that she has a child and that child is now a bechor for nechala, bechor for kohen, right? Who's the father? Idem Yisrael shlo ayulo banim. Even from a Yisrael who never had children, so ma iria gioret v'shivcha. Why do we have to go to the extreme here and bring an example of a gioret or a shivcha? Afilu bat Yisrael nami. Even a bat Yisrael nami that already had children and marries a guy who never had children, there'd be a bechor for nachala and not a bechor for peterechem, for koi. Mm-hmm. Right? So the Gemara says, no, you're right. El alav. Who he's speaking about? Miger shayulo bani v'nitkayer. See, we had a machloket here, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, right? Is a ger shnitkayer, does he have to have children or not? Rabbi Yochanan says that a ger that's had children is part of a pirvir, right? Doesn't he have children anymore, right? In other words, his children come with him, so to speak. Comes along the Gemara and says, no, elav miger shayulo bani v'nitkayer. Uketani, and what do we learn? Bechol nachala. Look at about a Gershom over here. Look at tiny bit, almost like a little bit above the middle half of Rabbeinu Gershom. Uktani b'chol nachala. What he said, af agav the kfar holid bani megiuto, while he was a goy. V'tiyuf the Rabbi Yochanan. This is a kash Rabbi Yochanan. The amar hayuro bani megiuto ein lo b'chol nachala. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no b'chol nachala. It was our first machloket here. Rabbi Yochanan said, ein lo b'chol nachala. Shlaki said, yes lo b'chol nachala. Remember? Rabbi Yochanan said, yeah, Mishnah clearly goes against Rabbi Yochanan. No. We're not discussing a goy. In our case, now Mishnah is not the father, wasn't a Gior, a Ger Shinit Kayer. Lo, Lola mi Yisrael Shayulo Banim. We're actually discussing a case of Yisrael Shelo Hayulo Banim. So now the question is, why is it a Chidush? Because we said Yisrael Shelo Hayulo Banim, even if he married a Yisrael Shehad Banim. You with me? Everyone with me? A Yisrael that had married a Yisrael who never had children and married a Yisraelit she had children and they were a firstborn child of his. He would be a Bechol and Achala. He would be his firstborn, but he wouldn't be a Bechol HaKohen because the wife had the children, right? So what's the Chiddush? And our Gemara said, what's the Chiddush? Right? Why do we have to bring our Mishnah a Gioret and a Shifcha, even a Yisraelit? So lo l'olam Yisrael shlo yubanim v'ainu Bechol HaKohen. It's Trichelei. That was the Chiddush, says the Mishnah. We needed it to teach us that there isn't a Bechor to Kohen. Now, why? Just quickly look here at the Rashi over here. I've skipped a lot of Rashis over here, but just look at the Rashi over here. It's Trichelei. It says, Lo olam mi Yisrael shelo hayu lo banim. Right? You find that Rashi there? Right? So it's only a little bit, like about a third, a quarter down the line. You're right. We never need to choose Gioret here. Teach us about Nachala. Ela, why do we need to? Ela mishum da ashmeinan da elo bechol kohen. So the bechol kohen, the banim arishonim mikru peterechem. That's the chiddush of here. There's no bechol kohen with regards to Gioret or Evet Shemishtachra. Lafukem Rabbi Yossi Aglili. And that's coming to the whole proof of this over here. What to show us Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the halacha is not like him. Look here in a second. Afuk Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Amar, what did he say? Bechor lenachala vela kohen. In our Mishnah, if you go to Mem Hay, right in the Mishnah there, we had at the end of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, Bechor lenachala vela kohen. Shnemar peterechim be Yisrael. Remember that? Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that when a peterechim take place, only when she's a Yisrael. So when she was a before she was a Gioret, that Petrechem we ignore. And now it's the new Petrechem of the Israel. So our Mishnah is coming. The Gemara brings this whole bright case of here to show us it's not halacha like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Right? Lafuk Rabbi Haglili, Amar Bechol Nachala V'Kohen, Shnei Bar Petrechem Yisrael, Ad Sheyifteru Rechem Yisrael, Kamash V'Landelo. Okay, so that was, we brought that bright to have a kasher on Rabbi Yochanan. So it's not a kasher Rabbi Yochanan. And our Mishnah is speaking about a Yisrael, right? And why do we need to go to the extreme of the Gioret and the Shifcha to prove against Rabbi Yossi Haglili? Come on, brings a brighter Toshma. Ayu lo banim b'hayoto oved kochavim v'nitgayer. He had children before he was a Jew and he converted. Yesh lo b'chol nachala. So we see over here, he's got a Bechol Nachala. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein lo Bechol Nachala. In the very first Mishnah, we said, Hayu lo bani b'yoto oved kochavim nikayer. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein lo Bechol Nachala. This is a kash Rabbi Yochanan. Another kash Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Amar Ravina Ita Ravacha. So Ravina says, Ravacha, Ha! Vadai Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This halacha is obviously like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Why can we say Aglida Amar Peter Rechem Yisrael Ad Shifteru Rechem Yisrael? So now, but what are we going to do with Peter Rechem? We're discussing him. We're not discussing Nachala the Kohen. We're discussing Nachala. We're not discussing Bechor Nachala the Kohen. We're discussing Bechor Nachala, right? So Gemara says VeYalif Ihu Minadida. What does it mean? Look at Rashi here. VeYalif Ihu. Rashi adds to the missing words over here. V'yalif ihu ha-ba'al. We're learning the din in the ba'al that there's a bechor le-nachalav. The ba'al mina didah. What does that mean, look, Rashi? Ki hechid le-gabah. Just like with regards to the woman who converted, Lo Chashiva Banim Rishonim, her previous children aren't considered as far as Bechorot are concerned. V'have hai Peterechem Dichtiv B'Yisrael. He says this will be a Peterechem because we need a Peterechem of a Jew. And she's now Yisrael. Legabei, with regards to him, Nami Lo Chashiva Rishonim, V'have hai Reishit Ono. Nachon. Right. The Rashi is there when it comes to... Okay, explain. Let's talk. Tell.
So explain. Okay.
Right. Amarav Adabar Ava. It's Amarav Adabar Ava. Levaya. Right? It's Levia. Or Levia. Levaya, whatever. Right? You know what I'm talking about. Levia, right? Bat Levi. In fact, Rashi actually says over here, Bat Levi. He says the word Bat Levi, because we understand what the word. Bat Levi. Sheyalde Bena, they had a son. Patur Michamisha Slaim. She's Patur from the Pidgin Abin. And we discussed this yesterday, right? Bat Levi or Bat Cohen, if she has a son, he's Patur from Pidgin Abin. So Gemara says, Di Abed Miman. Who's the father? Ilam Di Abed Mikoen Umi Levi. If the father was a Kohen Levi, my Iria Levia, I feel a Yisraelit Nami. What's the big deal? Even if she was a Yisraelit, her child would be Patur, right? If the father was a Kohen Levi. If the father's a Kohen Levi, there's definitely Patur from Pinyin Abed. So Elano must be who's the father? The Aved mi Yisrael. But now why are they Patur from Pinyin Abed? Le Mishpachotam Levet Avotam Ketiv. Right, in other words, why are they patur? The Gemara seems to be arguing over here, right? Look at Rashi, yeah? Look at Rashi. The mishpachotam levet avotam ketiv, levet avotam, the mishpachat av nafka. Mihachet de kruya mishpacha, velo mishpachat ein. V'amai patur. Why is this? If it... The Gemara says like this: the fact that Rav Adabar Ava says Levia Sheyalda Bena Patur Michamisha Shleim, it must be from Israel, because it can't be any chirush if the father was a Kohen or a Levi, right? So now we don't understand why is she Patur. We go after the father. We don't go after the mother. Why do we care that the mother's a Bat Kohen or a Bat Levi? That's a kasha avia. So Amar Papa, Rav Papa says, no. Why? He says you're right. He says you're right. We're not discussing a father's a Levi, a father's Israel. The example we bring over here is only when the father is what? Diavid mi oved kochavim. The father must be Yurat. In other words, at the moment, the Gemara's assumption is, if the father is Israel, and the mother is a bat lev, bat koh, and the child would be chayiv in Chamisha Slaim. That's the assumption that we're in the Gemara. And why we discussing over here, what? A goy. Look at Rashi over here. Diavid mi oved kochavim. Lam nechayis legaba Israel. Why would I have any, why would I care? If the father was Israel, it would make no difference. V'shayich haben batar eim Yisrael itvei mi batar avu oved kochavim hilchah patur. So he says no. Which is the child any more relevant to go after the mother than to go after the father? He's a goy, and therefore he is patur because of the goy. The verse says v'lo taim ali b'demad amar ein mezahamin et avlad. And don't say this, you know, this is the machloket. Right, there's a machloket with regard to if the father is a goy of a child. Right? If the father's a goy of a child, so do we say mezahem et avlad, or do we not say mezahem et avlad? Right? Where is this Gemara? This is a Gemara in Yevamot. Rashi says over here, in Yevamot, af meme amud aleph. There's a machloket in Yevamot, and we'll see it in a second, that have we learned Yevamot?
No.
We haven't learned Yevamot together. We've seen this before, though. We've seen this case before. Like if a woman is taken captive, right? So the difference if she's a Levi or if she's a Bat Levi or a Bat Kohen, right? What happens to her children? Look at the Gemara says like this. Now we were talking about he says across the board, v'lo taima aliba d'man d'amar ein mezahamin et avlad. That it's only according to that man d'amar who says that the vlad isn't corrupted. What not corrupted? Like infected, so to speak, right? El afil leman damer mezahamin et avlad, Levi pasul mikri, right? It's even the size who says that the child is mezahamin. Look at Rashi, yeah. Velo tamer leman damer mezahamin et avlad. But Masechet Yevamot, dike leman damer over kochavim haba al bat Yisrael. Oker Tov. Right? Oved Kochavim Abba Bat Yisrael. If a goy has relations with a woman, Havlad Kasher. The blood is fully kosher. The Batar Imei Shadina. Now we go after the mother. Umishum Achi Patur Michamei Shlaim. That would make sense. If you don't say it's only on the side that says Ein Mezamin. Ela Afilu Lemadar Mezamin. The Shadin Le Batar Oved Kochavim. We go after the goy. Afilu Achi Patur. Why? The Levi Pasul Mikri. It's called the Levi Pasul. With the child is a Levi Pasul. Mikri. Hoyel Ve'itle Shema De Levi Patur. So even the side that says Mezamin, right, will say that it's a Levi Pasul, but it's still Levi. Levi Pasul is still a Levi. And that's why he would be Patur from Pidgin Aben. So now we say at the moment, again, the Gemara's assumption is what? That if the father is a Yisrael, the mother's a Bat Levi Bat Kohen, the child is Chai Pidgin Aben. Where's the child Patur from Pidgin Aben? Only if the father's a Goy. Which is not like halacha like we paskin today, right? So the Gemara's like this. Mar bar Rav Yosef, Amar Mishmei de Rava. Lo olam, he says no. I don't accept that answer of Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, we're speaking about a goy. He says, no. What are we speaking about? We're speaking about the father is a Yisrael. Lo olam di aved mi Yisrael. Second one. Look at you there. Right? So now, why did we say? We said, v'mimishpachotam levet avotam ketiv. You go after the Beit Avotam, and therefore it should be after the father, and the father is Yisrael, therefore it should be Chaim Pidgin Aben. Why are we Patur? He says, no, Ushani Atam. Why is it different over there? The Amar Kra, Peterechem. But Peterechem, Talerachmana. You Patur, it goes after Peterechem. It was not after the father, not after Beit Avotam. Look at Rashi there. But Peterechem, Achar Ha'aim, Azir Inyan Chamisha Slaim. Peterechem of Imo, and Peterechem Imo, that's when we give the Chamisha Slaim, and therefore we go after the mother, and not the father, and therefore, according to my bread, Rabbi Yosef, that would apply in our case like we know today. If the mother's a Bat Levi or Bat Kohen, we go after Peterechem of her, and she's the Leviah, and she's the Kohenet, and therefore, he would be Patur. We're going to bring the Mishnah, a Kashi on this. Is Nachala.
Nachala.
Right. Tnan, Misha Yulo Banim Lasaisha Shlo Yalda. Right? So now we bring a Mishnah, which is our Mishnah. We've got a Mishnah. Right. This is our Mishnah. We've learned this before, right? Right. Misha Yulo Banim, person who had children. And then Nasa Isha Shlo Yalda. Right? And he married a woman that had never had children yet. Nitgaira Mu'uberet. Or she got converted while she was pregnant. Or Nishtachraram or Beret, or she got freed. Rabbi, no, the concept of freed means again that she became Jewish, right? Nishtachraram or Beret is like a Gioret, right? She became a Gioret, right? Veyalda. New case. We get it. There are three cases so far. Shelo Yal, he married a woman that never had children yet. Or he married a woman that converted while she was pregnant. Or he married a woman that was freed as a slave while she was pregnant. Or another case, we're combining our few cases we saw yesterday. Or another case, Yaldehi Vekahenet. Two women had children, they were both their firstborns, and they got mixed up.
Wow.
Right? So she had a child and a Kohenet had a child, that we're not sure who's whose. Right? One of them is Patur from Pidgin Aben. Right? One of them isn't. We're not sure who. He Olivia again. She and Olivia had children. They got mixed up. He Veisha Shekvar Yalda, or she who was her first child, and which is a bechor, and a woman who's not a bechor. So now one of the children is a bechor. One is a bechor. We're not sure who's who. Vechein, and like our mission as well. This is a concoction here of all things we've learned in the last 2 days. Vechein Mishlosha Hatachrei Bala Shlosha Choshim Lasei Veyalda. And a woman again who didn't wait 3 months after she got divorced after her husband died. And then she had a child. And we're not sure if Ayadua in bed Tetla Rishon in bed Zayin Lacharon. If it's a 9 month birth from the first husband and therefore he's the father. Or if it's a 7 month from this one and he's the father. So we're not sure, is he a Bechor to who? He might not be a Bechor to the father, right? Because he might already have children with the father. So what are we paskin in all these cases? Bechor le Kohen. Ve'eino bechor lenachala. We go lechumra. We say he's a bechor lekohen. We've got to do pidgin aben in case he's a bechor lekohen. But he doesn't get Nachala in case he's not the Bechor to the father. Because we're not sure who he is, right? In the case of the Leviya and the Kohenet and the woman who was remarried, we're not sure who the father is. Children got mixed up. So we go to Chumrah. So he says, no, but no Nachala. Therefore, you have to pay the Chamisha Shkalim on the Pidyon HaBen as the Chumrah, in case you were Ben Kohen. And you don't get Nachala, because the Chumrah we can't take from the other brothers because he's a Safek with you. Remember, every time you get your double inheritance, when you say Pidyon Bechor Nachala, it means there are 5 other or 10 other or 50 other brothers who are each getting less than you.
So why wouldn't Chumrah say you are Bechor?
Because you can't make giving him the double inheritance is a schut. You got to prove it.
Torah and everybody else.
But why must they all? On the contrary, that why? How can?
Why must they also? Because safek to write to the
Chumrah. But safek to write to the Chumrah is in Isurin. It's not right. You can't come and say to the guy, "I'm going to take money from you because of the safek. I might be the Chumrah." That's a Isurin, when you say like the book of the Bechor has got a din that has to be redeemed, he can't function yet. He belongs, so to speak, to Hashem. He has to be redeemed to go be a normal person. You machmir on the pidyon.
What was your preference about the Isurin?
Safek Chumrah is on Isurin. When the Isurin, if we don't go machmir, it's going to be over an Isur. You can't take money from a guy and say so, but let's assume logically. I think we can assume that I can't come. Listen, I'm a safek bechor, therefore I might be bechor. Therefore, I'm entitled to my double portion. Therefore, you're not going to get it. Like, prove to me you're a bechor. I'm watching the chaver. I'm a raya. Come prove to me you're a bechor and get with pleasure. We'll see. That's what you say now. Actually, the Gemara is kashy in a second. The whole of the next amud is around that. Okay, how are we doing time? Should we do well for time? Yeah, what?
One pigeon
a man. What do you want pigeon a man?
They're two kids, you mixed up. You don't know which one is which.
Well, the one son, the woman whose children are patur, she doesn't have to be pidyon haben. It's only me who I think my son is chayav on the son that I've got now. I took a child. We took children. We didn't grow them up together. You and your wife had a child, and me and my wife had a child. And now they got mixed up. And we took the children on the... We each took a child.
But you don't know they were...
But we know they got mixed up. The Leviya and this Bat Yishol had children together, Bechorot. If they never got mixed up, there's no question. We know that it's my child. We're having a case here now where the children got mixed up. And now each one decides, okay, well, we don't know who's who, so you take that one, I'll take that one. What's the problem? For me, it's my first child. For you, it's your 10th child. I've got to do Pidyon HaBen. You have to do Pidyon HaBen. Now, my child might not be my child. It might be your child. If it's your child, there's not Pidyon HaBen. If it's Martin, it's Pidyon HaBen. So on my child, I do Pidyon HaBen. You, I don't think we'll do Pidyon HaBen. I don't think so. Steve's question is, do they do Pidyon HaBen on both? I think you do probably a T'nai. Maybe you do Pidyon HaBen. You say, listen, on the assumption this is my child. I don't know. You know what? I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Okay, let's carry on. I don't know. But let's just get back to the question we're trying to prove over here. So the Gemara says, let's not lose track for a second. So we brought all these cases. And the Gemara says, Michlal, what do we prove over here? The Kahuna... Ulevia Peturin. At the end of the day, we brought the cases here to prove. Remember, our whole question here was all these people are Safek. We got mixed up. A Yisrael got mixed up with a Bat Levi, and a Yisrael got mixed up. Yisrael got mixed up with a Bat Kohen. And what was the Gemara proving? These were all examples where there was where they were Patur from Pidyon HaBen. So we see here that a Kohenet and a Levia are actually patur from Pidyon HaBen. Because what was the problem? My child got mixed up with one of their children. Their child was patur. My child's chayev. Right? So there's the proof. So the Gemara asks the same question. Now, if we say that they were patur, so from who they patur? Di Avid Miman. Who was their father? Ilema di Avid Mikoyim Levi. Iachima Iria Kohen Velevaya. The same question we asked early on. If the father was a Kohen or a Levi, there's pasha that they were that their children were patur because they were patur because of the father. And di Avid Miobed Kochavim. Right, who was that? Right, it was Rapapa. Remember? Rav Yosef argued Rapapa and said, no, it's not it's Peterechim, it's a Yisrael, we go off to the mother. Remember that? Rapapa said it was a Ovet Kochavim. So it was, it must be Ovet Kochavim, and therefore Kohenet Petura. So that's quite interesting, because Rapapa was the one previously who said Ovet Kochavim. Now the Gemara says, Vahama Rapapa, how can it be? And didn't Rapapa tell us? Now, we're bringing Rapapa to actually contradict the previous Rapapa. Va'amar Rapapa. Badiklan Rava. The Gemara, Masorah Chash turns to Rava. Rava once tested us. Look at Rashi. Badik. Menaseh otanu barachot. Rava once came into the vision and said, okay, boys, got a quiz for you. Right? We got a quick quiz. Right? Kohenet shnit abra mi oved kochavim mahu. A kohenet that was impregnated by, is that the right word? Impregnated, can you say that? Right? It was, fell pregnant, yeah. From an ovedet koch, from ovedet kochavim mahu. Look at Rashi, yeah? Mahu. Mi have bena patur mi bechora olo. Would a child be patur from Bechora or lo? Now Rashi, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzet there, on the Yud Gimel, he makes a distinction. What Bechora? He says a patur mi chamesh slaim or lo. With patur mi Bechor Kohen. That Bechor, not Bechor Nachala. Would it be patur from Bechor of Pidgin Aben or lo? Va'amina, and Papa says, and I answered to Rava, va'amina lei, lav hain Rav Adabar Ava, isn't this the case of Rav Adabar Ava? Right? What was the case of Rav Adabar Ava? Tama Levia Sheyalda Bena Patur Michamesh Slaim. I said a Levia who is Patur from Chamesh Slaim. Now, maybe we can understand now what our Papa previously said, what he said, we'll see in a second. Va'amarli, and Rava said to me, Hachi Ashta, are you comparing? Bishlom a Levia, if you're speaking about a Levia, Bigdushata Kaima, right? Bigdushata, Rimikshata Kaima, look at Rashi. Afal Gav de Niv Ala Loved Kochavim, Vechi Shadinan Bena Batra, Hava Kelevi Pasul Upatu. If it's a Levia, Bigdushata Kaima, we still look at her. She was a Levia, pure Levia. The fact that her husband was a Levi, so we say that the Levi that had a relation with a Goy, right? We still go after her, but it's a Levi Pasu, and therefore he's Patu. Did Tanya Leviya she nishbait or she nibala beilat znut? See that he says why? Because they're brighter, and the brighter tells us Tosef din Yevamot that if she was captured, and she had relations, or she had illicit relations with a goy, not ninla min hamaser v'ochelet. She can still carry on eating maser rishon. Talking about right. She's still. In other words, she doesn't get abandoned if she's unmarried and she's living with her father and she was captured and she had with a goy, whatever. We still allow her to eat maser, right? So we see that a levi is different. A levi that's so to speak tainted stays a bat levi. And a kohenet. Now remember, our brighter spoke about a levi and a kohenet together, comparing them, right? And a kohenet, kevan dei ba'ilei havyazara, a bat kohen who has relations with a goy in that concept is a zara. What do you mean a zara? Look at Rashi. Yeah, mina havyazara. Can I remember the Yivamu perik almana lekohen gadol? Minayin lekohenet levia v'yisraelit. Shebao le'aved kochavim v'avad shepaslua. Tamud omar, ubat kohen, kitier izar. Kevin shenibala lifsola pasla. A bat kohen, in this case, is pasu. Other gav de levia namik, even though Rashi says levia is also there. Mitrume de kapasila, shlotina said a kohen. She can't marry a kohen. Aval midin levia lomista. She's not married for a bat kohen is pasu. She's the ois. So what the discussion with Ravin, with Rava and Brav Papa, he's trying to say that this is the din of Arab Ava, that the Levia is Patur because she is still Bekidusha, she stays Bekayama. But a Kohenet goes. And our brighter spoke about a Levi and a Kohenet, so we see aren't exactly the same. So it can't be because of Rav Adabar Ava. So he said like this, Rahanich Lamar, Bered Rav Yosef. So now, then we had a machloket previously between Rav Papa, who said the Oved Kochavim, and Rav Papa and Mar Bar Yosef said no, even from Yisrael. So now we've got a kasha over here. What's going on? What I wanted to say, we see from this case which we brought that both the Levia and a Kohenet are Patur. Rav Papa wanted to say, because the case of Adabar Ava, because the Levia, because she stays a Levia. Rav Rava sort of created a bit of a challenge to that. So Gemara says like this: Ha nichel marbered Rav Yosef mishmei de Rava. We understand, made Rav Yosef. We said Rava in this case of here, who was her father? Her father was a Yisrael. Remember, because our question was, who's the father? If it's a Yisrael, we seem to say if it was a Kohen or Levi, it was Patru that she was Patru that she was Patru. If it's Oved Kochavim, we got a problem. So the Gemara says, with regards to Marbered Rav Yosef, he says the father was a Yisrael, right? We can say this case over here in our brighter, which we just brought over here in this Mishnah, is actually Israel. And Rav Papa, but Rav Papa got a problem. Because we had a previous machlok in Papa Rabbi and Marbred Rav Yosef, right? So Rav Papa got a problem. Rav Papa's got a problem that he created himself. Because he said that when Rav asked me this question, I quoted Rav Adabar Ava, and it was challenged by Rava. So who is the father here in this case to show us that the Kohenet and the Levia are patu? So what's in Al-Ove, Al-Olam, Diabed, Bikohen? Actually, it's not a real chidush. The father was a Kohen. So, the Gemara is saying the father's a Kohen, it's Pashut. So what's the chidush? You with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? Right, what's the Kohen chidush? It says, El Al-Olam, Diabed, Bikohen. Vehi bat Yisrael. But she actually bat Yisrael. So am I kari la Kohenet? Why do we say the other case was? Look at that case of the Mishnah. It said, "Yaldehi v'chahenet, he v'levia." So why do we call? Why did we call him her a kahenet? The bena kohen, because the son's a kohen. She's not a kohenet, but because her son is a kohenet, the husband was a kohen. The son is a kohen. She's called a kahenet. Everybody thinks he's a bit wild. I'm with you, right? Mm-hmm. That's why we're talking about that. So really, look at Rashi over here. The last line of Rashi, Aval bat kohen, de lo I avar mi kohen, lo miftera. Gemara seems to conclude over here that a bat kohen, whose husband is not a kohen, is not patur from pidyon haben. De lo asin al bat har aim, we don't go after the mother, ele belevia. Only after a Levi, we do go after the mother, the Yavid mi oved kochavim. But a bat kohen, according to this, I don't think it's the halacha. You got a halacha there, read the halacha? A bat kohen is, as far as I know, is definitely the ben of a bat kohen, is patur from a pidyon haben.
This is the halacha for us, Mar.
By Rav Yosef, he says, Yishal. Okay, there's the answer, right? So this would be Rav Papa, and not Marbara Yosef. And Marbara Yosef says, even if the tzak, you go off the Peterechem, and Peterechem, therefore, everything right. Thank you. Okay. Now we can carry on. Okay. Itmar. Whew. Try to move quickly there, but I followed. Okay. Itmar. New, a case over here with regard to Pidyon Haben. Itmar. Kohen Shemet. So we've got a Kohen that died. Vehiniach ben Chalal. And he had a son who's a Chalal, right? In other words, he had it from a woman who he shouldn't be married with. Right, ben chalal. Look at Rashi. Ki Yisrael dami b'chay b'bechora. The child is like a kohen who, let's say, marries a grusha, and has a child. That child's a chalal. He's not a kohen. He's like a Yisrael, and therefore that child is chayv in pidyon haben. You know, the father's a kohen. The child chayv in pidyon haben. Right, that's actually quite wild.
Lamotzu chalal.
Biglal shuk chalal.
Biglal
shuk chalal. No lamrot.
We've said that before.
Right?
That was
her. What do we.
Zara.
She becomes a Zara.
Yeah.
But that's Zara, where she's the Bat Kohen.
Her son is not
but
a Kohen.
She's
and
a, but she's a Bat Kohen. She's the Bat Kohen. The father's not a Kohen. She was a Bat Kohen that was painted. By Lo Yed Kochavim. But yeah, the father's a Kohen. Right? The father's a Kohen. So, Ben Chalal Ki Yisrael Dal Yechai B'chora. So, now what happens? The father dies and he leaves a son who's a chalal. Rav Chizda Amar Ben Chayev Livdot Et Atzmo. Obviously, he died now before he had a chance to do pidyon haben. Or he didn't do pidyon haben. The son has to do pidyon himself. Rav Barav Huna Amar Ein HaBen Chayev Livdot Et Atzmo. And he says, no, you don't have to do pidyon Atzmo. So the Gemara explains. What's the machloket here? He says, Kol Heche Demei Ta'av La'achar Shloshim. Whenever we talk about a case where the father died after the child was 30 days old, the chule alme lo pligi de ena ben chayav l'atzmo. Everyone agrees that they have to pidyon haben. Why? Sharei zacha aviv pidyono. Think about it now for a second. The father is still a kohen. Even though he's a halal, even though, you know, that's quite interesting. The father, this is actually amazing Gemara, I didn't think about it yesterday. We learned the other day that a father, that a Kohen who's married to a Grusha or a Chalutza, is asur from Avoda until when? No. He makes a neder not to get any hana from her. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
That was the chiddush, right? But bottom line is,
yeah, then
he has to divorce. Agree? No, but I'm just for purposes of, I'm just being medayek, right? Robert's right. He has to then afterwards go and if he makes a neder and he carries on staying married to her, then that neder won't be counted, right? He has to eventually get divorced her. But as soon as he makes a neder that he's not, you know, hana from her, he can go back and do avoda. But while he's in it, before he makes the neder, he can't do avoda. But yet it seems over here that he has got a child. Oh, he might have divorced her. Okay. So we have to say that our case over here is about a Kohen who had a child with a Grusha or a Chalutza, and then he divorced her before the child was 30 days old, and therefore his Kohuni is reinstated. Otherwise, he wouldn't be entitled to get the Pidgin Rani. Because look what the Gemara says over here. I'm jumping the gun, I know. What's the reason that he's patur from doing Pidgin Aben if he dies in the first 30 days? Right? Because... after 30 days, because everyone agrees that he was entitled to the pidgin. In other words, what's the case of here? The money, when this child would do pidgin on his own, who would he give the money to? The Kohen. Who's the Kohen? His father's a Kohen. Now, his father's a Kohen. Now, when the father dies, who inherits that money?
He does.
So basically, it stays in the family. So since the Kohen himself could have been entitled to the pidgin and the son would inherit it, we can say basically the money stayed in the family and therefore the father would have got it. Now, how could the father get it if he was still passed from Avoda? That's what I'm saying. He must have got divorced. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
Or the wife died. Okay. So look at Rashi there. La'acha shloshim yeshto b'mitzvah pidgin dichtiv. Okay. Sheharei zachav yupidgin. No, the first Rashi. De'i nami yahiv ha'av. If the child had given it to the father, havi mafrishlei v'shakilei lenafshei. Right? The ha'koinu, he would have set it aside for himself. Since the father is zocher from that money, he's the Kohen. Morisho lebeno imshar nechasav. He leaves it to him as inheritance, all his other assets. Therefore, if the money is really in the family, the father could have set aside the money for the pigeon of this child who's 30 days old. And who's the money for? For him. He can take it. The Kohen says, here's the pigeon I bent money for my son. I'm the Kohen. I'm taking the money for myself. And now my son, the father dies. The money's in the Yerusha, and the son gets it. Therefore, he doesn't have to do Pidgin Aben, because the father at 30 days could have done Pidgin Aben on the son. Okay? Right, so where's the machloket? Ki pligi heichet demeita avetoch shloshim yom. Because when's Pidgin Aben? It's not in 30 days, it's at 30 days. You can't do Pidgin Aben until 30 days is up. So if we had lived out the 30 days, we can assume that the 30 days, the father could have set aside the money and done Pidgin, and therefore the child's got the money now. But if his father died before 30 days, then it's Vadai, the father couldn't have done Pidgin Aben yet. Right? So now the question arises, does the son have to do Pidgin himself or not? And that's the machloket between Rav Chisda and Rav Bar Rav Huna. So here, Ki pligi heched demeita abetoch shloshim yom. Rav Chisda amar haben chayav l'dazmo. He does have to do Pidgin Aben. Why? Talo zacha aviv li pidgino. Because the father couldn't have been zoche because it wasn't yet 30 days up. Rav Bar Huna amar ein haben chayav l'dazmo. Why not? Ta'amar lei. What does the son say? He says, Atina, Akam, Aniba, Mikoach Gavra, from the strength of the person, Delo Matzit Lishtayu Yadine Bahade. Any other Kohen. Because how did you do Pidgin Aben with another Kohen? So he says, wait a second. He says, why are you better than my father? I come from that guy, right? Look at Rashi over here. The Amale. Right? Look at this. Says the Amalei Hai Chalal Le Kohen. He says to another Kohen, Atina Mikoach Gavra Kohen. I come from a Koach of Kohen. The law matzit nishtayu yedine bahadei. Shema ya aviv pode oto. Haya notira pidyon atzmo. My father could take the money for himself. Therefore, you've got no rights over me. I've got the money in my hands, which is my father's money. And he was taking it for himself. Therefore, would have stayed with him. And therefore, I don't have to give it to you. And I inherited it from him. But had he been alive, that's what would have happened. That's why he says he doesn't have to do pidgin himself either. Right? So the Mishnah Gemara says, now, wait a second. Tanan, we've got a kashi on Rabbi Bar Huna. Rabbi Bar Huna is the one who says that Eina ben chayav lidor l'atzmo, right? Because he could have said, Atina mikoach gav. Is that clear what I just said, by the way?
Yeah.
Right? So like this. No. We've got a case over here. Nitgairam uberet. We have a case in our Mishnah. A woman who's nitgairam uberet, when she converts while she's pregnant, and then she has a child, We said it's Bechor LeKohen. Right? Now she becomes, she's Jewish while the woman gives birth. But we said that there's no Kohen for Nach, there's no Bechor LeNachala in a case like that because B'Gviata Hurta. She wasn't Hurta B'Gdusha. Remember that? But there is a Bechor to the Kohen because Peterechim. So the Gemara says the same thing. Vamai. Why? Lei melei. Atina mikoach gavra. The Lord matzid ishtayu edina bahadei. Look at Rashi here. Nidgayer uberet. Look at Rashi. She was converted while she was pregnant. Velo yalda da shedit have a child. Me'olam oto vlad b'chol ha-kohen. Net vlad b'chol ha-kohen. Why? Why? Lei melei. Let this Kohen say. Atina mikoach gavra. Lo latzai dina. Who's my father? A goy. What, you're going to go now and start claiming money from a goy? He's the goy. I come from a goy. You've got no deal with a goy. Doesn't fit into your world. So how come there we didn't say that? There we said that the goy, that the child is Chayim Pidgin Aben. And here with regards to the halal, we're saying that he isn't Chayim Pidgin Aben because of who his father was. Okay? You got the parallel? We don't, we can't compare a goy to a kohen. Right, the late lay chayis. In other words, there's no yichus over here. Look at Rashi. The chayis, the gabi Israel, late lay shum yachas. Ve'ein zeh ba mikocho, the kakatan shalad dami. In actual fact, it's crazy. Yeah? Halachically, we're saying that even though his father's a goy, we ignore the father.
There's no father.
This is immaculate conception.
It's a
newborn. This is a completely, the father didn't exist. They're like, okay. Itma, the one with the machlok yamurayim. Rabbi Shimon Yasina, Amar Rabbi Shimon Yasina, Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish. Kohen Shemei Betoch Shloshim. Right? The father who dies before his child 20 years old. V'niach Ben Chalal. Like the first case we had at the very beginning. Right? And he's a child, is a Chalal. Haben Chayav L'Tatzmo, Paskaz Aloche. Like who? Like Rav Chizda. Right? Shelo zachah abe pinyono. Why? Because the father yet hasn't done pidyon, or couldn't have been zocha pidyon. Make la'acha shloshim. If the father dies after shloshim, ein aben chalud atzmo, doesn't have to do pidyon. Why? Sherei zachah abe pinyono. Which makes the Gemara even say there that everybody agrees after shloshim, not before shloshim, and Shesh Lakish Paskins la'ach ravuna, that he would have to do pidyon. Okay, new sugya. We go to the very last line in the Mishnah now. In our Mishnah on Mem Hei, on Mem Vav, we had the very last case in the Mishnah was Misha Hayulo Bani Minasai Shashi Lo Yalde, and he married a child that's a Venitka. No, that's not the case. Misha Lo Shahatala Harbala. Remember, a woman who got divorced or husband died. She never waited 3 months, and she had a child. We weren't sure if the child was a 9-month birth to the first husband, and therefore he's the father, or a 7-month birth to the second husband, and therefore he's the father. So the question here really is, who's the father? Now, if the father had pre-existing children, so then this guy wouldn't be a Bechor. Let's say the one father had children, one father never had children. So he could be a Bechor to the first one, not to the second one, or vice versa. And then subsequent to that father had other children with a new wife. Right, so now there's a machloket. Is he the Bechor, not the Bechor? So now he would want to go to each one of his brothers and say, I'm the Bechor. Right? Each one of them would say to him, what are you talking about? You're not the Bechor. You're his son. You're even our brother. Right? That's the case over here. Because each other group of brothers are arguing, you aren't our brother. Because they don't want to have to split the inheritance with him. Right? They don't want him in the picture. First, they don't want to even give him a regular piece. And they definitely want to give him the double portion. Okay. That's the Gemara's assumption here, that they don't want to share. What?
Was Pidgin Aben?
Pidgin Aben.
If it was her first.
It doesn't make the difference.
Yeah.
Pidgin Aben is Pidgin Aben, right? If it's her first child, then there's Pidgin Aben. But we're talking about now a fight over the inheritance. Pidgin Aben is small money.
Okay.
And he was only 30 days old. He wasn't part of that deal. Right? Now he's grown up, and now the father has died, and they want the money. Okay. That's the case over here. So the mission of the Chemish Loshar, so he says like this, the Gemara is Medayek. We said, let's look actually in the Mishnah to understand the Diuk properly. The Diuk is over here. The Chemish Loshar, Talach HaBala, Shloshar Chos, Yom HaSev Yalda. The Elodayim Ben Tishar, Bechor LeKohen, he is a Bechor LeKohen, Steve, there's Pidgin Aben, the Eino Bechor LeNachala. Now look at the Mishnah says, he's not a Bechor LeNachala. Right, it means he's not a Bechor, which doesn't get a double portion. So the Gemara says, he's not a bechor lenachalahu delo havei. That he isn't. Havei kepashut shakil. But he's a child. He can take like a pashut. Take a regular portion, not a double portion. Which says, v'amai. How can you even say that? How does he even claim a regular portion? Lazy the gabehai. He'll go to these brothers of the first father. V'lidchaye. And they'll chuck him away. And they'll say, you're not our brother. And he'll go to the gabehai to the other brothers of the second father. And they'll chuck him and say, you know, go to that one. So how does this poor kid get any inheritance? He's got no claim over here. I don't know who his father is. Right? Sam Rav Yirmiya. So Mir says no. So what is the chilush of here? Lo nitzricha el lavo acharav. So what's the Gemara telling us when we say that he's not a bechor lekohen? Where's the chilush? Because when the Mishnah said not a bechor nachala, we understood if not a bechor nachala, she's at least a bechor. At least he's a child in nachala, and now we see he hasn't even got any nachala. So what's going on? What's that? What's it? Why did the Mishnah make that diuk over there? Look at Rashi. Lo nischa mivaniti diktani edo b'chol nachala, ele lahahu sheba acharav. Right? Ele ihu lo shakir midi. He gets nothing. Right? The benu arishu lo melo lo ben rishu nota. You're on the first one. Mechem benu arishu lo melo zita. So what's going on? Says v'hachik amas rabbi Yirmiya. How much you read the Mishnah? B'chol ha-kohen. He is a b'chol ha-kohen. And then add into the Mishnah, v'haba acharav ein b'chor l'nachala. Let's take a read the Mishnah on Mem Vav. It's not b'chor nachala, b'chor l'kohen, b'chor l'kohen, he's a b'chor l'kohen, v'haba acharav eino b'chor nachala. The child born after him is not a b'chor l'nachala. Well, he's born first, and now the next child from that father is not a b'chor l'nachala. Right, so what's going on over here? Look at Rashi.
Does that mean that closer to brothers have to treat him as a b'chor? The first guy as a b'chor? For both families?
The same time? He's definitely not a b'chor. He doesn't even get a regular inheritance. He gets nothing.
He's not the second son.
Now the second son. Now the first son gets nothing. First son's a b'chor l'kohen. They pay pidyon a bit on him. But as far as nachala is concerned, he gets nothing. Doesn't get as a b'chor.
It's talking about the second son gets nothing.
No, the first son definitely gets nothing at all. The second son is just not a b'chor. He will get something. The second son, we already know now who the father is. The second son, we know who the father is.
Get nothing.
First son of it. No,
the second son gets nothing because it could be that the first son is a b'chor.
The second son, no. So even if the first son's a b'chor, the second son is still a pashut. He's entitled to something. He's not entitled to double. The second son is definitely entitled to something. Right? But he's not the b'chor.
Right.
But he's telling
his son. The b'chor?
Because the first son might be the b'chor.
So the first son comes along and says, I might be the b'chor.
But I might be the b'chor. That's where we're getting the chumrah here.
Okay,
right. I might be the b'chor, but I can't put in the b'chor.
So
the other brothers, will say to the second son, you are the b'chor, he's the b'chor. But then he comes and claims, I'm the b'chor. Oh, you aren't even our brother. So now it's basically they're both getting stuck. So look at the carrier. Right? You're right. 1 second, you're on the right. Look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. Like this. Yeah. Wait. It's kind of chavot. Come here.
My younger brother is not a b'chor. Then I mean, he's on
the b'chor. You're right. But now, so if you're the b'chor, but I'm claiming your auntie, prove that you're even my brother. If you're my brother, then I agree you're the b'chor. He's definitely not the b'chor if you claim to be my brother. But you're going to still prove you're my brother before I agree that you're the b'chor. And you can't prove you're my brother because I'm telling you that he's the father.
But he definitely needs pidyon haben.
He definitely needs pidyon haben because he goes off to the mother for pidyon haben. And the mother, we know, is only the first child. So there's no connection. They are two separate things altogether. And look here. Look at the Gemara. Let's look inside. Right? She says, Nahachi ka'amar. Right? B'chol ha'koyim ha'bacha and b'chol nachala. The Gemara says, well, if that's the case, then why not? V'lichtavu ha'shal adan. Let them make a deal. Let them make a deal. Let them share the story. Look what look at Rashi says here. What do you mean, l'chtavu ha'shal? Look at Rashi here. Ha-safek v'haba acharav. The child now who's the safek child, right? We aren't sure who he is. And the second one who comes after him, yichtov echad harsha'a l'chaveiro al chelko. They should each give each other their right to their share. Right? V'yelech v'yitba lo ha-bechora mima nafshach. And then come to the brothers and claim his bechora mima nafshach. Like what you wanted to say, Robert. Right? Im ani bechor. If I'm the Bechor, tnu lo bishvil atzmi, give him mashe. Ve'im achi Bechor, And if my brother's the Bechor, Tnu li bishvil achi, give me his share. Taha o hasafek o abach rav Bechor. One of us is a Bechor. You can't throw us away forever. Either he's the Bechor, in which case, he's happy that I get his share. Or I'm the Bechor, I'm happy he gets my share.
Split it.
One, in other words, the other brothers have to agree that one brother over here is getting that double portion. You can't keep yourself, because it's either me or him, and we're happy to share it between us. So take that, if there are five brothers, divided by six, all of the four of you will get your equal shares, and the two of us will share the three. Mm. Right? Does that make sense? This, yeah, right. Yeah. If there are five brothers, no, divided by six. And then two brothers, there are three brothers, get their share. Now the two brothers divide three. Correct. We each get 1.5. Shisha, with their five brothers. Okay, whatever. That's what it says. Gemara says, V'lichtavu ha-shavadale. So Gemara says, ah, v'chi taimah matnitin shlo b'asha. And you might want to say, our Mishnah doesn't accept this concept of hasha. Right? You might say, we can't talk, we can't do hasha. Look at Rashi. V'chi taimah matnitin shlo b'asha. Ma'iri to v'hachi kamar. Im lo kitvu hasha, ain kan b'chor nachala. You can't say that. Because ha-mok minan la kaman. Look at kaman. The Mishnah hasha says it on the kamem tet. In 2 days' time, we'll see. We're discussing hasha. You can't have hasha. So what's going on over here? So Gemara says, you're right. Besides Rabbi Yanai, this proves Rabbi Yanai. What's Rabbi Yanai's shita? Dam Rabbi Yanai. When can you write the hasha? Rabbi Yanai says there are conditions when we agree to this hasha story. When you can come to a deal like this. Hukru or hukaru, how do you pronounce that word?
Hukru,
right? When they knew each other, in other words, when we knew there was a moment in time when we knew who the right Bechor was. Right? Uvesof nit arvu, but they got mixed up. But there definitely was at one moment, everybody agreed that that child was the Bechor. But now they got mixed up. Like I can't show you before, when there was a woman, two women gave birth, and at the moment, I had my child, that's my Bechor, and that's not a Bechor. And now, suddenly they got mixed up, and now we're confused. Wow, which one was which? But there was a moment when we knew them both. Then says Rav Yanai, right? Kotvin harsha'a zelaze. They can now come and do a deal. Because there was a moment where it was clear who was the Bechor. Lo hukru. They never ever knew each other. They was never clear who was who. Ubesof nitarvu. And now at the end we've got this mishmash. Ein kotvin harsha'a zelaze. So what's going on over here? Look at the Rashi over here. Masal Rabbi Yanai, Amar Hukru Levesof Nitarvu, Kagon Shtei Nashim Shol Shnei Anashim, two husbands and two wives. Shukru Vladotahen, and they each recognize their children, and then after the Hakach Nitarvu, Vachshav Kishayim Ba'in Kulan Lerash, Dochino Talachayim De Lachol Echad Amar Lava Chinu Ata. And then now the two brothers grow up. Now they come to claim the inheritance. Each brother says, "No, you mixed up. You're not actually our brother. You're the wrong brother. He's really your father, go to him," and vice versa. Now they each come to us and let's do a deal. We go to our respective brothers of the separate children. I come to my brother and partners and say, either I'm your brother or I'm your brother. One of us is your brother, you can't run away from it. And we go together to the other group and say, one of us is your brother, you can't run away from it. Then you can do that. But in a case like this, right? But in a case over here, Avalokru, skip down the Rashi, the second Kotvin Hasha, go around like five lines, says, Avalokru me'olam. If we never knew ever who was, and Kotvin, the Lord Italahem Zechia Meola, Brichse Aviv. They never actually had a right. Now, what's the case? This brother was born now, and when he was born, we're not sure if he's the Bechor or not. We're not sure who his father was. Now, the next brother's born, we're not sure now if the first brother was the Bechor or he's the Bechor. So there was never a moment in time when we actually had a person in front of us, we knew for Vadai that is the Bechor. This child was born into a suffix situation. You say, you can't do Hasha. Say, now, Mishnah, you can't do Hasha. That's what can't work. Okay, new Mishnah, quickly. Let's run through quickly. Wow. Okay. Hey, what's tomorrow like? Is tomorrow, I'm a bet. Okay. So now we come to the last Mishnah over here. When we had up until we had, there was Mishnah, those that were and weren't, and were only partially. Now we say, Ezu Bechor Nachala, look, it's a coin, a Bechor across the board. How about Pelet Shafir Malay Ma'ayim, a person was carried, Shafir, Rashi Zaviyah, Shafir is like a skin of a proper, you see the skin there, but it's full of water. Umalei dam full of blood. Umalei geninim. Rabbeinu Gershom says over here, geninim, gavnanim shruchim. Right? Lo avem rukam levlad. Basically, all are like strands or something, I'm not sure what it was, but you not really featured of any type of fetus. Right? Or if the child, the fetus looks like fish or locusts or shkatzim or ramasim, or like all crawlies, it was not like, not like an animal even. Or he has a miscarriage liyom arba'im, to the 40th day. Right? In other words, because the 40 rashes have here, the 40th day, shenit avra from inception, the maya ba'almuhus, it basically is water, adamati le machar de arba'im yom, have a yetzirat of blood. Whereas the fetus, only a fully fledged fetus, after the 40th day, 40 full days. Right, there we come. Up to 40 days, not a fetus yet. Haba charehem, so any child that's born after any situation, even a miscarriage, but in the first 40 days of pregnancy, any of these types of features, it's a bechor, lachala, or a fully fledged kohen, a fully fledged bechor. Yotzei dofen, a cesarean birth, v'aba acharav, right, and the one born afterwards, in a normal birth, shnehen einan bechor, lo lachalav, lo kohen. See that? According to the Kama. A cesarean is not a bechor for anything, and even the one born after is not a bechor for anything, because the one born after is peterechim, but etc. Rabbi Shimon Meir, Rabbi Shun says, no. The first one, a cesarean birth, would be Rishon and Nachala, would get Nachala, but not Peterechim. And the second one would be Lechamesh Laim for Peterechim. It seems like that's not the halacha. It seems like the halacha is Yotze Dofed wipes it out altogether. Gemara, let's quickly read Gemara. Rishon Nachala, lo. Why is it the first one? Now we're talking here only about the second case of Yotze Dofed. The Gemara is ignoring the first few halachas we've written before. As far as cesarean birth is concerned, so Rishon Nachala lo. Why isn't the cesarean birth at least Rishon Nachala? Right? Why? V'yaldu lo ba'ina. We need v'yaldu. Right? And v'yaldu, the pasuk of Yah says ki tin ishtei nashim v'yaldu lo avani. Right? Yaldu. This is not yaldu. Look at Rashi of Yah. V'yaldu lo ba'ina derech leida. We need a proper birth. Why not also for pigeon a ben? Why not either for five slaim? Peterechem ba'inan, right? Peterechem ba'inan. Sheini lenachana lo. So the first one wouldn't be because it's not a peterechem, and the second. Sorry. The other one in the chamei slaim namil why not peterechem? We need peterechem for the cesarean. So now the second one, sheini lenachana lo. Why is it the second one at least for nachala? Can you reshit or no? And we've already got the first child, it's not the first Rashid. And the Chamesh Levinam also now, why not? Kesavar b'chor ledavar echad lo have b'chor. We learned this a couple of daf ago, many daf ago, we had this concept that in b'chor, there is a couple of inim, there's b'chor le of the Rashi says over here. B'chor ledavar echad, kegon zeshu b'chor lerechamim, v'ele b'chor levladot, t'ha have lei vlad, zachar kodem lo. He already had a zachar born. So then we had a b'chor l'rachamim, but not to the b'chor to Vlad. Set to all those concepts, he says that we need them to be a fully fledged b'chor for the peterechem and not this one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Hashem l'chala v'shem l'chameshtim. Rabbi Shimon says he is. The first one is a nechala, and the shani is chameshtim. Why? Rabbi Shimon the Talmud, Amar teled. Doesn't say not only v'yaladu, but teled, that pasuk over there, or in v'yikra, v'im nekeva teled, Rabot Yotz includes also Yotzei Dofen, so is considered a birth, and that's why he would definitely not be Peterechem, right? But he would be at least for Nechala. And Hashem Lechamesh Tam with Peterechem, why? Kesavar Bechor Dabar Echad, Hab Bechor would probably be Bechor, even though it's only a Bechor for one of the aspects of Bechor.